Order.
Mr. Speaker, the member should quit while he's behind. I'd be embarrassed.
Transport Minister Simon Bridges bringing the opposition to the boil with this answer to a question from Labour's Kelvin Davis.
I would be embarrassed to be asking the sort of questions that he is asking. We have spent...
Order. Honourable Simon.
It's great to see I elicit that kind of excitement from the opposition, Mr. Speaker. I would be embarrassed to be asking the sort of questions he has when we compare our record in Northland on roads with that party's record.
The final shots in the battle over whether National or Labour has been the biggest spender on Northland's roads included this question from Mr. Bridges from Kelvin Davis in the last sitting day before the by-election.
Has he considered that if only National had invested in Northland's roads when it had the chance, rather than slashing spending, those roads might have carried National voters to the booths on Saturday rather than paving the way for an embarrassing defeat?
Honourable Simon Bridges.
This member should learn from Russell Norman, who at least knows how to misleadingly play with figures. What?
Order.
A complaint then from Russell Norman's co-leader.
I have a point of order from Attorney Atuhai.
Mr. Speaker, you repeatedly tell the opposition that they are not to make political points in their questions, and you allowed Mr. Bridges to continue with that statement. I find it offensive. I would ask you that you take action consistently across
order.
The House.
Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, then heard from the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Well, Mr. Speaker, surely you're not going to be put in a position of ruling that it's now inappropriate to offer compliments to other members in the House.
I'm not sure that comment helps me at all. The difficulty I have with Matilda Touré's point of order is I've reminded Mr. Davis not to ask questions that then have a lot of political implication in them. He has completely ignored my advice now on three successive occasions.
Admitting that Mr. Davis might have transgressed, his chief whip, Chris Hipkins, raised another aspect.
Yes, Kelvin Davis asked a political question and can expect a political answer. However, bringing an insult to another party into the answer is actually against Speaker's ruling.
I thank the member.
And still on the Northland by-election, Chris Hipkins had this question for Gerry Brownlee.
I wonder whether the Leader of the House can confirm or deny the rumour circulating this afternoon that the government intends to move urgency this afternoon to pass legislation relocating New Zealand's capital back to Russell.
Oh. the Minister can respond if he thinks it's worthy.
No.
Gerry Brownlee, now from the Chamber to the committee rooms, and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A proposed free trade agreement between New Zealand and South Korea was the subject of a briefing to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee from Ministry of Foreign Affairs trade negotiator Martin Harvey.
Korea is our sixth largest export destination for goods and services and our eighth largest import source. So it's a pretty important country for us to do an FTA with. Total two-way trade is about $4 billion per year. Currently, New Zealand's bilateral trade is constrained by tariffs and other barriers to trade.
Mr. Harvey said despite the size of the Korean market, trade opportunities were restricted due to trade tariffs.
Approximately $229 million a year is paid by our exporters or the importers of New Zealand goods into Korea. Sort of on a, I guess, on a dollar export value level, it's one of the highest sort of rates of duties that we pay anywhere in the world.
But if the trade agreement was successful, all that would change.
Under the FTA, tariff reductions in the first year alone will save an estimated $65 million New Zealand dollars. We're the 13th country to sign an FTA with Korea, so we have been suffering an increasing disadvantage compared to international competitors who already have FTAs, such as the United States and Australia. The FTA will ensure that in the face of these other FTAs, we'll be able to maintain our place in the Korean market and seek to grow our position in the future.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs trade negotiator Martin Harvey with that briefing on the South Korean free trade agreement.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.